This year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to an East African activist and environmentalist, Wangari Maathai. Wangari Maathai founded the Green Belt Movement in Kenya in 1977, which has since planted millions of trees to combat erosion. She also was an outspoken advocate for women and the poor during the two decades of President Daniel Arap Moi's rule over Kenya. NPR's Africa correspondent Jason Beaubien joins me now on the line from Johannesburg. Now, Wangari Maathai was among a record 194 people nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize this year, and she wasn't considered one of the front runners for the prize, so this must have been quite a surprise.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise. I mean, she's quite well known in Kenya, a very well known Kenyan activist, but she's not that well known even in the rest of Africa. And supposedly this was also quite a surprise to her. She wasn't thinking that she was on the top of the list.
Well, her environmentalism was blended with a fight for human rights. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, very early on, she started the Green Belt Movement in Kenya in 1977, and she was linking soil erosion with conflicts that were going on, conflicts over land. And she started this program to really try to address that. And she got poor women to start growing small saplings and start planting them. And it provided jobs for women. And it also provided a way to address what she saw as a key issue in East Africa, that soil was getting eroded. And also, very early on, a strong feminist in a patriarchal society. Her husband divorced her in 1980, and afterwards he was quoted as saying that she was too educated, too strong, too successful, too stubborn, and too hard to control. And that may have been the downfall of their marriage, but it may also have been what gave her the drive to win the Nobel Peace Prize. This is Maathai speaking on All Things Considered 12 years ago.
Some of the dictators are so entrenched that it is proving very difficult to move them. They have entrenched themselves politically, they have entrenched themselves through the large amount of money that they have received on behalf of the people, but they have stashed it for themselves somewhere.
And that's Maathai showing that she was really willing to take on even the most powerful in her society. And one of the most high-profile campaigns that she did was opposition to a 62-story high-rise that was going to go up in Uhuru Park. And Uhuru Park is a public park right in the middle of Nairobi, and she was one of the leaders in defeating that project.
And what is Wangari Maathai doing these days?
At the moment, she's now the Deputy Minister for the Environment in Kenya, and she only got in there 2 years ago. In December of 2002, Daniel Arap Moi was left power. A whole group of people came together under a rainbow coalition, pledging good governance, pledging to really turn things around, and she's part of that movement that came in at that point in time under President Mwai Kibaki, and it sort of shows the degree to which Kenya has changed dramatically, the fact that she is now in such a high position of power, and also now the fact that Maathai has been honored with the Nobel Peace Prize. Really, things have come all the way around, and it's shown that she was right all along.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Johannesburg, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And Wangari Maathai of Kenya is this year's winner of the Nobel Prize for Peace.